You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Begin your song of the day from 1969 with a little help 69. From my friends, Joe Cocker, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Classic.
That's probably a rare song that's maybe better than the Beatles version of that song, right?
Yes.
The Beatles song first. Joe Cocker.
Oh, that was a Beatles
song. Yeah, Joe Cocker did the remake, 1969. I think that's probably a rare version where the remake is better than the actual first song, original song.
Beatles did that.
They did.
How do I not? How did that get by me?
That got by me, too.
It's a much different sound with them.
Did it get by you?
Got me, too. Yeah. Not one time was I listening to that going like, well, this is okay, but the Beatles killed it earlier. Never came up once.
Beatles is much more of a subdued, slower tone one, you know, softer one. That's more of a big sound there.
Oh, we're going to get killed. We're going to get killed for not knowing the Beatles did that, by the way.
I probably will.
Get ready for that. Yeah. Probably.
Now you do.
Yeah. Probably in the nines there.
Your first inkling was not that. You said, oh, for the love of.
Well, I mean, it's a classic. It's a classic, so you got to have it at a nine as a baseline.
Okay.
I'll go 9.00007.
Wow. Is Bill going that high?
Well, there's a couple things with it. I view it as a driving song, kind of you're alone on a road, just driving on a highway, and that's playing, and I'm liking it, and I like it a lot. Also, I believe it was the Wonder Years.
That's correct. Yes, yeah. That's the Wonder Years.
Wonder
that is
Years.
Correct.
That was the song that played for the Wonder Years, which was, again, great. That just tied into that show.
The Wonder Years.
Do you watch that show?
No.
It's a great show.
Fred Savage?
Yeah, Fred Savage. You kidding me? Fred killed it.
Come on.
The Wonder Years.
Good God.
What was his girlfriend's name?
I don't remember.
The Wonder Years.
The Wonder Years. That was on
Wendy?
What's that?
Was it Wendy?
No, it wasn't Wendy. No, I'll think of it in a second. I'll think. Anyway, I'm going to go with it. 899999.
Similar.
899999.
Pretty good song.
Very good song.
Josh gave it a high score.
I'm going to tell you that Josh told me before the show it's going to be at 9+. He listened to me dub it in. 9.6 for Josh is the score. My guess.
9.2.
Sip?
9.1.
9.1. Love Jimmy Page on guitar. Great bass, says Josh there.
Jimmy Page is on that guitar?
Yeah. How about that?
That's a great song.
Jimmy Page is
there's
on that
a video
guitar.
Of Joe Cocker singing that song at Woodstock. I've seen it's amazing.
69.
Yes. Incredible.
Can you imagine him singing that? Woodstock. Oh, wow.
69.
And the crowd were just massive crowds. Yeah. And I think he's probably laced up on drugs, but he looked pretty good up there.
Maybe not. Ben is here, though.
Yeah, young Ben is here at 7 o'clock.
Welcome, Ben.
Hey, young Ben. Good to see you.
Couldn't make it at 6, man. Tied up, were you?
Josh got here at 525 today.
525, Ben.
I see what you're doing to
traffic
Ben.
Traffic was tough.
Well, I mean,
You're breaking him in.
Would like
you?
To have Ben on top of what was going on with the baby tax.
Yeah, could have helped us out.
Yeah.
Winnie was the girl's name.
Winnie.
Winnie, not yes, Wendy. Winnie. I was close. I said Winnie. Wendy. It was Winnie.
Winnie.
Yes. Winnie Cooper. That's close.
Good job.
So wasn't, that wasn't horrible by me there.
The Wonder Years.
The Wonder Years.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I don't
really
even.
Really good.
Really?
Yeah, really good. Hmm. Show for about the 60s.
Fred Savage.
Yes.
You would like that, Sip.
Really?
You would like that. Yeah.
Okay. What years was that?
Sometime in the 60s and 70s?
No,
right?
No,
when was it on TV? The show was set like in the 60s and 70s. Yeah. The show was out in the late 80s,
late
90s.
80s. Okay.
In the 90s, yeah.
Okay. That's why you missed it.
It was a step back in time. You were checked out.
I was completely checked out then. Wow. Malcolm in the Middle was somebody told me the other day, you should have seen Malcolm in the Middle.
Well, you like Bryan Cranston, don't you? He's in Malcolm in the Middle. And Frankie Muniz, that's a good show.
And that was funny.
I never watched that much. I saw a few episodes. It wasn't my deal.
Funny show, early 2000s. Very good show.
So those were concurrent, the Wonder Years?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. No.
Oh.
This was, the Wonder
Malcolm
Years was done.
Malcolm was after. Yeah, Malcolm
I'm seeing people tell me 1988 to 93 was the Wonder Years. Thank you.
1988
to 93. Were you checked out then?
Oh, God. Part of checkout, yes.
We have some breaking news before we get to Bill's
Thrills. News?
Yeah, we got actual breaking news here. Ready for this? Yeah, breaking news. This is from the NFL. Now, we know the schedule comes out on Thursday. We have some sneak peeks here. We know the very first game of the year in the NFL.
Sneak peek. They dropped it.
As of this morning, we know that the NFL season will begin with a rematch of the AFC Championship Ravens against the Chiefs Kansas City Thursday night, September 5th, 7:20 p.m. this time on NBC. See, Chiefs Ravens kicking off the season. Chiefs Lions last year. Chiefs Ravens this year.
Wait a second. So these things kind of leak out.
It's leaking out
in advance.
They dropped it. Goodell's like, do it. Drop it. You know, he's sitting there at that in the meeting. Do it. Drop it.
How does that work? I wonder. Just some beat writer gets wind of
probably
it.
Probably so. You're going to hear more games today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and then the whole thing comes out Thursday. But you're going to know 80% of the schedule by that time. It's like, wow, thanks for this show. Cool. I already had my trip planned out before this even happened.
Will there be a lot of shows on Thursday?
Well, NFL Network will have one. ESPN will have one also.
Yeah, they'll have a full.
It's May. They do it what they can for content right
now.
It's happening.
I'm not pushing back.
Let's have a schedule release show. Why not?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So that's on what date again?
Thursday.
On a September.
Oh, yes. Yes. So I guess I'm wrong. Wednesday is when they have this schedule release, so it's coming out the 15th, not Thursday.
Okay, misinformation.
But this game here, this game, September 5th, is a Thursday.
Is there a baby charge, or did that not happen?
Baby charge is real.
We don't even know what's accurate right now.
Baby charge is real.
I just text Laura, get Thursday clear, and all of a sudden, I mean, it's Wednesday clear.
So schedule release is Wednesday.
Yes.
And then Thursday, September 5th, is the first game of the season, Ravens-Chiefs in Kansas City.
Has any Miami games leaked out?
No leaks yet.
Okay.
No leaks there.
You would be the leaker, probably.
Yeah, he would be.
That's who's the source.
Talk radio.
Let's get to Bill's Thrills.
Well,
here
this
we go.
Jake Sorensen.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bananza.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows in Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 to plan your financial future today with a free consultation. Bill, the floor is yours on, is it a football facts Monday or not?
It's football. And thank you again for the cash cows. And cash I really cows. Appreciate those guys also putting the hand up to the baby ticket money.
They did.
It's like, we're not doing that. We're not doing that here.
Non-participant.
Non-participant. We'll take all the beer revenue and make you, and we'll triple that if you always want. But we're not doing that. Not
baby
not,
fee?
Yeah, not doing it.
Ridiculous.
Hand, talk to the hand. Yeah, talk to the hand. All right, something way different. Ooh. But football based.
Okay.
More in a understanding the coaching profession.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit here is fun with infection.
Mm.
Fun with infection.
Mm.
Coaching at Northern Arizona University in the Big Sky Conference up in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Mm.
Have a big win. Go to the pizza place. I've got a date that night with an Oakland Raider cheerleader.
Whoa.
I have a date that night with the Oakland Raider cheerleader. Now, that was when the magnet was still turned on.
Where are we going with this?
The magnet was still turned on, then now it's off. I'm happily married with Laura, so that the magnet is off. All of a sudden,
the chick magnet.
Yeah, the magnet. Yes.
The chick magnet.
Yes, exactly. So now it's, the magnet's off.
I didn't know what magnet
I like that. Yeah. Thank you for the reference. The magnet is off.
So then it hits me all of a sudden. I'm like, I'm not feeling well, like feverish like that. I've got to check out of the date. I head home. Next thing I wake up, and I've got like a grapefruit on my back.
What?
A grapefruit, the size of a grapefruit on my back. I've got it's like a cyst type of thing, and I have to go in for emergency surgery on Sunday. I couldn't get down to the car. I had to have someone help me down to the vehicle, get me into the ER.
Like, what were your symptoms?
What's that?
Besides the grapefruit on your back.
With the grapefruit on my back and a fever, about 105. High fever, sweating, chills.
What
all
is
this
going
stuff.
On?
Yeah, what's going on? That's what I said.
And that's what she said.
What's that thing on your back?
Don't mean it that way. But Go ahead. Keep going.
Hey, guys. It's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game. Delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Sorry. The magnet's off. And so have the emergency surgery. Now, here's the thing to understand about coaches. I don't know a coach ever in my life that's ever missed a day of work. Don't know of one. You don't miss of anything. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it was. Open heart surgery, that's fine. Just get it on a Friday if you can. So you can be back in here on Monday, like in March or something. You just don't miss. So anyway, I get the surgery. I'm not doing well, but I get one of the coach's wives. She has a Suburban, and she would come to the hospital, and she'd put me in the back of the Suburban. Then she would drive me onto the practice field, onto the grass practice fields, and back me up, and so I could watch and coach my guys from the back of the Suburban. I had to lay on my stomach.
You are kidding me right now.
No, true story. So I had to go back. So she'd back me out, and then practice would be over. The guys would come around the Suburban. I'd talk to them, and she'd drive me back to the hospital.
You were coaching at what positions?
Was at the defensive backs at Northern Arizona University.
Flagstaff.
Flagstaff. So then all of a sudden like that, so we have that going
this
on.
This is remarkable.
So this is, now it gets to, we get to Friday like that, and I have to leave because I'm not doing well. So all of a sudden, guess what happens? It happens late Thursday, but I get there Friday morning for a little bit. I got now staff infection has set in. So now I'm at 105 temperature. Things are not going well.
With staff infection.
Staff infection. I'm bad. And so I'm out of it. So that day, I actually did not attend the practice on Friday. They put a new coverage in. Coverage three, but locked the backside up in a 3-by-1 man-to-man, but didn't play it in the correct fashion. So now my fever's up to the 105, 106 area like that. So I go, hey, you're landlocked. You got to stay in the hospital. I convinced the paramedics to get me to the game. So they get me to the dome. They carry me into the dome. They get me into the press
box.
You're
in a dome.
We're in the dome. I'm in the press box.
That helps.
And I realized this coverage is going on with no, I use the term Waller. So these crossers are wide open on the backside of the technique they're playing. And I'm like, time out. What's going on here? Well, we put this in yesterday. I'm like, you can't do that. Get me down. So they got to put me like a dolly and get me down to the field. They got to get me down to the field so I can fix the coverage at the time. So I'd be able to get.
They
wheeled me down to the field. And they wheeled me down to the field because I couldn't sit in a wheelchair. These two paramedics had to help me get me down to the field.
Because you were standing.
Standing.
In a dolly.
In the dolly.
This is remarkable, by the way.
The visual is incredible.
Can we just continue this after the break, please? Okay,
so they
go.
They get me down there like that. We make the change. They get me back in the press box. We beat Idaho State. We beat Idaho State in that game right there. Came back and beat them. And then they whisked me off back to the hospital. And I stayed there for several more days and then
Okay, I want to get back to some things that got by me. Yeah. What was on your back exactly?
A cyst, right?
Basically like a cyst.
And how did the cyst occur?
Don't know. Just came out of nowhere.
Part of your back? The small of your back?
Small back. Small part of my back.
Here. You just had a growth back
there. Like all of a sudden it just blew up like a grapefruit.
Good basically. God. It was the size of a grapefruit. And
then staph infection set in.
Was it part of the cyst or was it a separate matter?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. On this.
You had staph infection and a cyst the size of a grapefruit.
Yes.
But anyway, you coached from a dolly.
From a Suburban first.
Right.
The Suburban. She would back it in.
You didn't have an assistant DB's coach that could have stepped in.
Not in Flagstaff. This is Northern Arizona. Yeah. This is one
double
A.
It's not Alabama.
Didn't have this. Nope. Didn't have that going on.
You didn't
on.
Have a staff of 28.
No, 28 that can jump in and be able to take that.
Oh, my God.
But it was
a year.
But it was because of, it all came back to one thing of how you were raised. And how you were taught. Uh-huh. You don't miss anything. It doesn't matter what happens to you as a football. It's such a code of honor. The number of times you would be in a meeting and someone would just be like, what do you got there? I got pneumonia. What do you think? I'm just trying to get the script done here quick. Had to practice. No one cares. And then also, here's the other thing, too, that's very, very true. No one cares. If you're sick around the staff, they look at you like, yeah, I don't care.
No, it's true.
Yeah, that we don't care one bit that you're brutally ill.
Is this a football thing, or is it in other parts of life?
It's
too?
Probably is other parts of life, but I just know just football world. I know.
No, I've noticed that about football.
All I know is football world is like, no matter what they have, it's like they don't even think twice
about it.
You have
a cyst the size of a grapefruit on your back. You're coaching from the back of a Suburban.
We've received.
The coverage was wrong.
The coverage was wrong.
I got to get down there.
Two crossers were wide open. Yeah. Get me down there.
Get me down there.
This has got to be fixed. Now.
I have pus coming out of my back.
Staph infection.
But it's not nearly as bad as those crossers.
I got 106 fever.
We have several people saying the same thing. It was like you getting wheeling down like Hannibal Lecter with the dolly, basically.
Where's the cheerleader at this point?
I don't know.
You have your magnet off.
I never saw the Raiders cheerleader again.
Oh.
That's too
magnet
bad.
Was turned off.
This is, yeah. What year?
Yeah. This would have been, let's see at that. But 1994 or 1995 would have been the time of this happening.
Which is remarkable. I want to see a picture of this cyst.
No, I don't want to see the picture of the cyst.
I'm curious.
You do not want to see the picture of a grapefruit-sized cyst.
I'm curious.
Good God.
The fever was high.
It's like seeing a goiter on somebody's neck.
I want to see a picture of Bill strapped to the dolly then.
It was okay. I got to clarify that. Like that, they had to get me into the dolly just to get me to the stairs. So I wasn't like strapped.
No, you're
to the,
fine.
I don't want to over.
I want to see that part though.
But they had to just get me to the stairs.
I like the over dramatization out here.
I've learned early on: never let facts get in the way of a good story.
This is something that's true about the coaching profession, though. You don't miss. I've noticed it.
What, wasn't Hugh Freeze coaching from a bed?
He was in
for
the bed.
A game
same one? Thing. Yeah, this year. Yeah.
Code of honor.
If you come in and be like going, I don't think I'm going to be here on Thursday. I just got kind of I think I got strep.
Listen,
you know?
I'm here to tell you that does not extend to all parts of life. Okay.
It does not. Your life, journalism life.
Oh, no.
Get sip strapped to the tally to get to
that's
the game.
That's like, so when you leave, if some schools will pay you, they'll pay out whatever your sick leave. That you didn't use. It's always you get it all. Like what you hold it. You were here for 9 years and didn't take one sick day.
Right.
No,
you got 25,000 coming.
Yeah. Because why?
Seriously.
And you couldn't take it. And that's just the rule of thumb in the business.
Oh.
There's no chance that you miss it for anything. You miss a practice like that. But the suburban coaching was fun.
Did you were you okay by the next Saturday?
No. This was a long time. This was the rest of the year was.
And really?
We went to the playoffs, so it went all the way into the playoffs. But then I was fine.
Did you drop
then I was
weight?
Good at that. I did. I dropped a little bit of weight. I felt good about myself.
I did not mean it that way. I just am. I'm amazed by the story. Hey.
That is a wonderful edition of Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Top of the hour next, an early break in the ticket.